Good times for cow-calf producers. Hello, I'm Ken Anderson with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, brought to you by Kloss. Go to harvestingworld.com for the latest inventory of used combines from the Kloss dealer network or call 844-OWN-USED. Tom and Paula Peterson run a cow-calf operation near Waverly, Nebraska. Tom says these are good times.
The price is good. I can't complain. I'm not sure it's right, but I didn't think the $7, $8 corn was right either. So.
More with Tom Peterson after this. Tom and Paula Peterson farm near Waverly, Nebraska, just north of Lincoln in southeast Nebraska. The Petersons recently hosted USDA Deputy Secretary of Agriculture Krista Harden when she visited Nebraska to promote the start of sign-up for USDA's livestock disaster assistance programs. We asked Tom Peterson to tell us about their operation.
Well, it's a cow-calf operation here, so we sell calves off in the wintertime, I guess. We have spring calves, and they usually sell in the wintertime. Then we have some that's a fall group, and we sell those in the spring. And we keep our own heifers back from our group and then bring in new blood with the bulls a little bit once in a while. And this worked out, you know, to be working pretty well for us anyway, I guess. And then we raise crops as well. We raise corn, soybeans, and a little bit of wheat, and then alfalfa for the cows, of course.
Good time to be a cow-calf producer.
Well, yeah, the price is good. I can't complain. I'm not sure it's right, but I didn't think the $7, $8 corn was right either. So, but I guess it came, and you take it when it's here, and you enjoy that, and you try to make your improvements and get your debts paid down and hope you can make it through the slump because you know what's on the way, too.
So are you planning to expand the herd?
No, not really. I mean, we grow a little bit as we go here. I'm only planning on using having enough cattle here to fill the pasture that we have. I'm not looking to go haul mine. I'm fortunate enough not to have to haul mine a ways away to feed them and put them on grass. So no, I'm not really expanding too much, maybe a little, you know, as we go, but mostly we keep back our replacement heifers and replace our older cows that need to be moved out, and then we grow just a touch at a time as much as the pasture can handle it. And if we don't have the room, don't think we have the room with the grass, then we just don't grow any. So,
okay, one last question: to 2014, making any big changes in the operation here, or pretty much status quo?
No, pretty much status quo. Yeah, we're not changing anything too drastically. I think we just rotate back and forth on the crops, and like to see the cows go to grass.
Tom Peterson, who farms with his wife Paula near Waverly in southeast Nebraska. That's Managing for Profit on Brownfield, Ag News for America.